The average employee spends about a quarter of the work week combing through the hundreds of emails we all send and receive every day. But despite the fact that we're glued to our reply buttons, plenty of professionals still don't know how to use email appropriately. In fact, because of the sheer volume of messages we're reading and writing each day, we may be more prone to making embarrassing errors, and those mistakes can have serious professional consequences. Follow these essential rules. Include a clear and direct subject line. People often decide whether to open an email based on the subject line. Choose one that lets readers know you are addressing their concerns or business issues. Examples of a good subject line include meeting date changed, quick question about your presentation, or suggestions for the proposal. Use professional salutations. Don't use laid-back, colloquial expressions like, "Hey, you guys," "Yo," or "Hi, folks." The relaxed nature of our writings should not affect the salutation in an email. "Hey" is a very informal salutation and generally should not be used in the workplace. And "yo" is not okay either. Use "hi" or "hello" instead. Keep tabs on your tone. Just as jokes get lost in translation, tone is easy to misconstrue without the context you'd get from vocal cues and facial expressions. Accordingly, it's easy to come off as more abrupt than you might have intended. You meant straightforward. They read angry and curt. To avoid misunderstandings, read your message out loud before hitting send. If it sounds harsh to you, it will sound harsh to the reader. For best results, avoid using negative words such as failure and wrong. And always say please and thank you. Nothing is confidential, so write accordingly. Always remember that every electronic message leaves a trail. Don't write anything that would be hurtful to others. After all, email is dangerously easy to forward, and it's better to be safe than sorry. Include a signature block. Provide your reader with some information about you. Generally, this would state your full name, title, the company name, and your contact information, including a phone number. You also can add a little publicity for yourself, but don't go overboard with any sayings or artwork. Proofread every message. Your mistakes won't go unnoticed by the recipients of your email. And depending upon the recipient, you may be judged for making them. Don't rely on spell checkers. Read and reread your email a few times before sending it off. Think twice before hitting reply all. No one wants to read emails from 20 people that have nothing to do with them. Ignoring the emails can be difficult, with many people getting notifications of new messages on their smartphones or distracting pop-up messages on their computer screens. Refrain from hitting reply all unless you really think everyone on the list needs to receive the email.